Hello, and welcome back to Hindsight 2020, where even with disadvantage, you still come up 2020. Say hello, players.
Hello, players.
Yes, we are back. We are excited. There's a lot of stuff happening in the shaded wood here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, we're just going to jump into our recipe with Sarah, and then we'll get going.
This week, we're doing stained glass butterfly cookies. It is the yummiest lemon sugar cookie base. And then you cut out a smaller cookie inside and add a little bit of candy that melts in the oven. And so you end up with this beautiful stained glass right in the center. They're crunchy and chewy, and it's just the absolute perfect sweet at the end of the day.
And thank you for that, Sarah. Just a reminder that you can find that and other recipes at hindsight20-20.com under our extras recipes tab. We have one of those for every one of our episodes, so you can kind of eat and taste the adventure along with us. Without further ado, though, welcome back to Hindsight 2020. All right. Well, previously, our adventurers set out from Grunheim in search of a missing party. The party, led by a local woodworker named Lathor, had ventured up the banks of the Erling River in an effort to determine what might be prohibiting the river from flowing. After several days with no updates, the party was assumed missing and Terra Tannable, Grunheim's fountains keeper, contracted our adventurers, the consultants, to go upriver in search of the party. The consultants did indeed travel upstream through the Dorfkin Forest in search of the party, and after a day in the forest, they encountered a dryad named Enye who claimed that her sister Liden might be responsible for a growing corruption throughout the forest. A corruption that has turned the northerly and westerly reaches of it into another domain entirely, a domain given the name of the Shaded Wood. Enye appeared to also believe that her sister, now called Skaha, had recently been making efforts to lash out against nearby townships and other civilizations. Agreeing to help, Enya escorted the consultants through the Dorfkin Forest to the edge of the Shaded Wood, where after a night's rest, Boko, Marion, and Ziggy entered. After roughly half a day's journey in the Shaded Wood, Ziggy stepped on a mass of bramble and brush that turned out to be a shambling mound, a monstrous creature of tendril and vine. A harrowing brawl ensued with the consultants expending much of their resources to dispatch the creature, and that is where we find them now, a half day's journey into the Shaded Wood, searching for a lost party and a corrupted dryad.
What was the name? Was it Shaha or Skaha?
Skaha.
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 Skaha?
Skaha.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Sky High. Sort of. That's how I remembered it.
I think the accent is on the second syllable. It's weird.
Skaha.
I don't understand.
Skaha.
Yeah.
Skaha.
Yeah. Yeah. It's why I'm kind of overly aspirating it. So I'm not like, Skaha.
We should say that when we find her.
Skaha, over here.
Yeah. But yes, it was a bit of a rough and tumble, and last we knew, y'all were wandering off to potentially take some form of rest.
Yeah, rest.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a minute. How are you guys feeling?
You know, I've been better.
You're covered in blood, mm-hmm. Ziggy.
I think it's mostly mine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's better or worse, but I wouldn't mind if I could just sit here for a minute. Before we move on,
before you sit down, I'm gonna inspect the ground thoroughly and make sure that there's nothing.
I'm gonna have to get up because I'm already slumped against this tree and have been for the last 10 minutes.
Okay.
You can do a perception or investigation
check
if you really want to. I'm just gonna
investigate around the clearing.
All right, sounds good.
For safety, you know.
Lock myself over.
Oh dear. I think that will be a 6. That's a 7.
It's a 7.
Yeah.
All right. Don't see much of anything. Just more trees, more vines.
There's a lot of trees in here. Probably none of them are going to bite us.
I mean, I hope not. I'll be honest. This is a little bit outside of my wheelhouse here.
Yeah.
Me too.
I mean, me too.
Didn't
we
you
have
guys
a lot of trees back home,
outdoorsy?
But This isn't what outdoors is usually like.
It's so gray.
Yes.
It's so much more dangerous than anything I've experienced.
Never been bitten by the floor before.
No, the owlbear was one thing. This is different.
Yeah. Do you know what that even was?
No.
No, it stunk.
Is it dead? I just do an investigation and see, does it actually appear dead?
Go for it.
Can I help by throwing a rock at it?
Sure.
Feel free to take advantage then, Ziggy.
Okay.
Poke it with a stick.
17?
17? Yeah. So, I mean, most of it, especially with it being finished off by the mantle of flame from Marion, most of the vine and bramble and brush and thorn that used to be this creature is pretty charred and crumbly.
Nice.
Okay. I'm just going to sit here for a minute if that's okay.
Does it make you feel better if I hack it to bits?
It definitely wouldn't hurt.
All right, I'm just going to go to town and hack it to bits with my little sword.
Yeah, you're just hacking
ripping
through.
Ripping pieces out, throwing them into the sky. Well, the canopy, I guess.
I'll sit down across from Ziggy.
While we're here, do either of you know what direction we're headed?
No, I can look for my handprints, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we were following the water here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left the water. And now, if I'm honest, I really don't know where we're going. I just figured we go the way that it looks the more dangerous and gross. And then once it gets grosser and more dangerous, we'll know that's where we're going. But I'm feeling like maybe that wasn't the greatest idea after that dangerous encounter.
I mean, based on that logic, it kind of follows that maybe we were going the right way.
Yeah, that's but true. Maybe I don't know if the right way is a bit much for me. Right?
If this is going to keep escalating.
Yeah.
Sure, that was the worst of it. Couldn't possibly be anything worse.
If I kind of attempt, I don't know if we're all mixed up now and I have to like go find my handprints to then straighten myself back out, but does it look like it's getting more harrowing as I look deeper into the forest?
Yes, as like in the direction y'all have been heading, the woods are continuing to get darker and thicker.
Hmm.
Thicker does mean at least more cover.
That's actually a really good point. I'm going to throw my dancing lights man out again.
Okay.
Humanoid shape.
So, okay. Maybe this is a controversial idea. But, you know, back home, we have a lumber trade. So, the thing about trees is that sometimes it's healthy if they're overgrown for them just to get burnt down. All of them. You just burn them all down. You know? Sometimes the lightning will strike a tree and then they'll all get burnt to the ground, and then it's really good because the undergrowth comes in and the soil is super rich for the next forest that grows up. So maybe... hear me out.
I'm listening.
We start a forest fire. And run.
I'm so down with this idea.
I would say a controlled burn, but there's not much controlled about this particular region.
Is it, knowing what you know about wood, will it reach Grunheim and destroy the city? Being made of trees?
You know, there's a strong possibility.
Do you think these trees can even burn? They don't seem natural.
Yeah, they're rotten as well.
And I'm not against the idea, but I don't know that we can outrun a forest fire, at least not right now.
Well,
maybe with my hoverboard
we
can make it.
What we could do is just cut down a whole swath to separate it, and that would take a lot of cutting down. How long does it take to cut down a tree?
Why don't you try?
Well, Boko's contemplating this. Can I do some type of check, an arcana check, to see if the trees seem magically decayed? Like if it's... It seems like if what Enya is saying maybe this is not natural. 15.
15? What NEA is calling corruption is more along the lines of rot and decay. It is unnatural in the sense that these should be very healthy trees, the rest of the forest, you know, as you like looking back where you came from, the rest of that forest is really like healthy and strong and with vibrant colors and everything. So the trees do seem diseased potentially, but not necessarily like weird magical infection.
All right, but that makes me think that we definitely should get rid of them because it's just going to spread the disease all the way to...
Do you think it's possible that once we encounter, talk to Leiden, that this could maybe just be a shroud that is lifted? What if they're healthy beneath the problem?
Can I, with that, just examine the roots and the soil around and try to tell if this is a... basically a disease that is, it's too far gone, or if this is seems reversible?
Go ahead and do a nature check for me.
And I'll whack the tree, like one of the trees that I'm leaning up against, is to break off some bark to try to like see into the tree as well.
Okay.
Not natural 20.
20, all right, ooh. Dirty 20. You're fairly certain that... taking a moment to examine the trees, checking out the roots, breaking off the bark, you find that a lot of the, or at least with your understanding of trees and how they work, a lot of the nutrients come up, you know, well, a lot of the nutrients obviously come up through the roots, but they spread through the tree up through the bark. And there is definitely something that is feeding into these trees that seems to be causing decay and rot. But underneath that outer layer, the trees still appear strong.
Okay.
So the soil is poison.
You remember the water we saw near the river? I have a feeling that's what's getting
dirty,
into the
water.
Roots. It hasn't quite taken out the trees yet. They're still healthy in there.
Maybe we should rest and regroup once we're feeling better.
I do agree. I'd also kind of like to spend as little time in here as possible.
Absolutely.
Maybe just see if we can't make it a little further today, see if we can't figure out where we're going.
Sure.
And that way we can maybe get out by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We certainly can't make it back out today with the remaining lads, so we can... I was going to say take a short rest, but I meant in character, take a short rest.
Take a quick.
Or we can press on until nightfall and find a way to safely camp out.
I wouldn't mind just sitting for another minute.
Take a little rest. Ziggy looks a bit peaky.
But you can see me now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's an improvement. No offense.
Some taken?
Ziggy, I wanted to ask you, this is the fourth time that I've seen you go invisible, and we're always in dire straits. You've never just blipped out of existence when we're walking down the road or shopping.
That's a good point. And we've been in some really awkward conversations.
Really awkward conventions. I mean, do you remember when Robert Perlin walked in when we were all dancing? I would have blipped out if I could have, but I couldn't
That's
have.
That's the one I was thinking of.
I thought that was a great time.
There's no shame if you're using it to get out of a scrap.
I don't know is that I am using it. I honestly don't even
You're not controlling it.
I mean, I'd love to control it.
Well, maybe
you know how cool it'd be to be able to just go invisible?
Yes.
When we get to really your junkyard, we should train your magics.
I mean, if you want to...
It's gotta be magic, right?
It has to be.
It feels magic of some kind, but it also kind of feels not so great, if that makes sense.
Oh.
I wonder if it's a defense mechanism.
Does it feel scary?
I don't know.
Subconscious.
Try hitting me.
No! Have you seen yourself?
I can take it.
No!
I mean, if Boko won't, that's saying something. That's how bad you look.
I cover him up with my wings.
I do appreciate that.
But honestly, you're the first to ever really notice. I don't know how long it's been happening, honestly, throughout my life. That said, I've probably been closer to death in the last week, 2 weeks, than I've
been on a lot of
been
scrapes.
In a long time.
Fancy boy like yourself.
Hearing you say we're all gonna die, and then that was a very scary moment.
That was, yeah. I felt like we were all right, and then
I did not feel like we were all right.
Was I still inside the mound?
I thought you
when
were dead, Bogo, and then Zuri disappeared.
That. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Where were you?
I was in there. It was dark and damp.
Oh. What did it smell like?
I thought it would hurt a lot more than that. But it was fine.
You saying we should make camp in there?
No. It was disgusting.
Oh, okay, good. I mean, I honestly thought we were going to die. So, yeah. I mean, I'm glad I was wrong.
Me too.
You took some hits, Iggy. Mm-hmm. Repeatedly.
All right, so y'all are planning to take a short rest? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes, please. I think so.
All right, so if anyone who wants to roll hit dice or anything like that can do that to recharge.
How many can we do?
You can use as many as you want. The okay. only thing to keep in mind is you only get up to half your total amount back at a long rest.
Okay.
So it may take a couple days to fully recharge.
Two types. Can I get half of each type?
Ooh.
I don't think so. I think that's just half a total.
Thought I could play the system there.
Is it metagaming to roll them one at a time to make sure I don't overuse them?
Oh, no.
Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, I think you just...
That's
yeah.
one, okay.
No, that's just...
That went really badly.
That's
oh,
just
right.
not a fun way to play the game.
I'm assuming our temporary hit points are gone by this point.
Temporary Ziggy hit points do not go away until a long rest, I'm pretty yeah. sure.
Let me check if there's something about... Because they are from the
yeah.
arcane canon.
That's fair.
Oh, I should have.
And I used 3 hit die, by the way.
Okay.
I used 2.
Mine are from my fighting spirit, I think. My temporary HP.
Oh. Right, you have your own.
I'm going to use all of my sorcery points to regain 2 first level spell slots.
Okay, sounds good.
And with hit dice, you just get the dice roll, right? There's no addition to the hit dice?
You do add your constitution modifier.
Ooh, oh, nice.
I'm pretty
oh, really?
Certain.
Oh,
I'm fairly certain.
That
DM
is
said it.
One.
It's official.
Let's do it.
Let's see.
Okay.
Yes, you can do it one at a time, and you add a constitution modifier.
Per dice?
Yeah, per dice.
I get a whole other one. Here I go. Heal one more. Okay.
Everybody watch out. I am so powerful.
I almost feel like it's morning. It's a brand new day. Except actually a little better, because I got 5 of 10 hit points. My spirit is a bit depleted, though.
Oh.
Fighting-wise.
I got right there left where I was like... No, Boko.
Like, me too.
It just is temporary hit points. There's nothing in the wording about how long they last. So
okay.
I think they do last.
Yeah.
It's a long rest.
Thank you. Awesome.
I'm feeling a little better. If you guys want to push on a little bit.
Okay.
I would ask maybe someone else be on the lookout for the next little while.
First, before we go, can I try and scramble up to the treetops and see if I can see anything?
Okay, give me... an acrobatics check.
Okay.
It is going to be a high DC because okay. these are
just.
I could toss you.
I want to try something, and then I'm gonna. Let's see what we got. Acrobatics, you say?
Yes.
Can you get your left foot just under that branch over there?
That's 17.
17. All right, so you're able to kind of
this branch.
In the
yeah, heel hook the next one
with the thickness of the brush and bramble. You can scurry your way up a decent amount, 20, 30 some odd
on
feet.
My feet so.
At a certain point, the canopy does start like another 10, 20 feet beyond you, roughly 50 feet from the ground. The canopy does start to thicken and get twisted and tangled. in such a way that it's hard to break through and really like be above the tree line. But getting up, looking around, you can see if you curve a little bit north from your previous trajectory, it does look a little darker and thicker. But you are completely surrounded by the shaded wood at this point.
Can I tell where the river was from here?
From here, knowing where you came from with Marion marking things, you can get a sense of the general direction. But without really having a full lay of the land or a map to know exactly how the river flows, a general estimate is the best you're going to be able to get.
Okay. Can I use my sword to try and hack a hole in the canopy?
You can. It will take a lot of work and time because of the way that the branches are twisted and tangled.
I'll take a few hacks, and then when I realize it'll take a while, I'll come back down.
Okay.
All right. It's thick up there. I think if we go that way, and I point in a general northward direction, that's where it gets really nasty, from what I could tell.
So we head into Nasty Camp?
Is that our goal?
We've come this far. I mean, at this point, I feel like we might as well. It'll take so long to get out of here.
Okay.
Maybe we can at least survey and not engage.
Let's try and be maybe sneakier this
Sneaky's
time.
Good.
Okay.
Also, Ziggy, I'm going to rip my neckerchief off and wipe some of the blood off of your face.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Let's maybe stick closer together this time.
That sounds good.
Okay.
All right. So who wants to do the survival check?
I can do it.
I'm trying to think.
First, it was Marion and then Ziggy.
Okay.
It definitely wasn't me that rolled to step in the man.
So with survival checks being in the wood and, you know, survival in the woods, that's kind of, you know, really dangerous area. Still survival with disadvantage, but because you are moving slow, taking your time, trying to make sure you stick together, it will be a lower DC.
Okay.
Just so you know.
That is a 17.
With disadvantage?
With disadvantage. That is a... Still a 17. Oh, I just rolled a 17.
All right. So, continuing to move on, moving northward, taking a little more time to kind of wiggle over fallen logs, of trying to avoid brush and thorns. You know, there's some
I'm
brief
not letting
moment where
Ziggy
you're...
step on anything. No roots. I'm dusting the ground before him.
Fine, and I'll just sit on my hoverboard and slowly move along.
Moving onwards, the tree canopy continues to thicken and darken.
I'm going to keep marking even fallen logs as we go.
All right. At this point, it's not yet nightfall, but the sun is practically darkened from the sky. Mm. And moving into the darker reaches of the forest, you hear all sorts of bird screeches and caws and other unidentified critter sounds. Just kind of suffusing the area. Otherwise, nothing of note, nothing dangerous.
Okay.
Just continuing on to
camp?
Dark.
Yeah, I mean, are there any better spots for making camp? Should we just... Does it seem like this is as good a spot as we're going to find?
I mean, you can spend, you know, 10, 20 minutes trying to find some form of clearing to help you all out, as far as being able to like actually lay down and rest sort of thing, but who's not really escaping the wood, you know?
Yeah.
I still have my dancing light man.
Okay.
Can I use him to like look for a clearing?
Sure. Go ahead and do a perception check. And no disadvantage, no nighttime disadvantage, no darkness disadvantage because you have...
The man.
19.
The twinkling 19. Man.
Okay. So, you know, moving him about a little bit, you can see up over the canopy, kind of a little east from this northern trajectory you've taken. There is a part where the brush and bramble, the bushes, clear out a little bit. And what's even better, it's not covered all in thorns. So you are able to find a little bit of a clearing that is maybe not necessarily safer because of these woods, but it is perhaps a bit more comfortable.
Wonderful.
How about over here,
yep.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look so
good
bad.
Good find.
Good job, Steve.
Who's Steve?
Light man Steve.
I'm going to make him bow at us, moving the dancing lights a little bit.
How long have you known Steve?
Oh, just today. I don't know if you've noticed. He's joined our party.
All right, so y'all go ahead and set up camp. Any particular actions y'all are looking to take in doing so?
I want to try to just examine. I know the sun is going down, and so it's dark here because of that, but is the wood itself, like, dim light, dark light? Is there any kind of sense of if it's going to get darker from here?
It is definitely going to get darker from here. You've already experienced, just as the canopy has gotten thicker, more of the sunlight has been blocked out, but you are not yet in total darkness.
What's the temperature like?
Temperature is... There's a little bit of chill in the air. More, it's kind of like that damp cold, because, you know, there's just... As you've been trekking through all this, dealing with the Shambling Mountain and such, like, there is dampness. It's been muddy. It's been gross. There's been, like greasy moss on various trees and stuff like that. And it's mostly because the sun doesn't get through to dry anything up. So it's kind of a damp cold.
Like that stupid girl in the Hunger Games. I'm going to make a small fire, to keep us warm at the risk of being very visible, I guess.
All right, sounds good.
I mean, I have this drift globe. I mean, this shiny ball.
You can call it a drift globe. He used to identify on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if we used it today or if it was... I think we found it today, right?
No, you found it. You found it yesterday in the normal wood.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So, I mean, we would be very visible, but so would everything else be. if we want to use this, we could save it until morning, maybe.
I think it resets every day, so if you wanted to use it just to quickly confirm that there's nothing in our immediate
vicinity. I was thinking for the watch period.
Well, I'm not going to be able to sleep with that thing on.
I could shade you from it. You could sit in my shadow.
Don't know if you know this, but you don't create a very big shadow.
I put it in front of me, so it would be a very long, dramatic shadow.
The lighter daylight spell only lasts for about an hour. So you're
okay, it would make it through. I do have a lantern. I suppose I'll stick with the lantern.
Lanterns sound good.
Just thought it's a shiny new, you know, fun little trinket.
All right. So you all start to wind down. Just a little bit of take a little bit of time to find like a place in the underbrush where, like, yeah, it's comfortable, but it's, you know, maybe a little bit drier, so you can lay down your bed rolls without you know, giving yourself hypothermia by the morning. yeah, who wants to?
I can take first watch, maybe.
Sure, yeah,
I can take second. I'm already asleep.
All right,
I'll go. Are we going to survive this?
Yeah. Probably.
You know what? I'm going to think that if we can survive this night, that we can survive tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I mean, we survived today, which seemed easy.
It's kind of spooky out there.
A little bit.
What does it sound like?
There's a lot of cricket sounds, a lot of...
Delicious.
Every now and then. Just
did you say that out loud? What is Boko?
Sorry, just a lot of cricket sounds out here. Hungry.
Do you want to go hunting for just a second? And I can I can take the first watch
it's
while
fine.
You.
Oh, does that sound like an owl?
Ziggy's louder than everything else.
Okay, well, I'll conk out then and just wake me up and I can take the second watch.
Okay.
I might, as I put my head on, I was going to say the pillow, there's not a lay down.
Damp moss pillow.
Say, just wonder what's living when I think of something like that. Something's, that's someone's home and I put my head on it. That's how I feel. I think I'm going to say a quick prayer. Just thank you, Lady Istra, and go to sleep.
All right. Boko, give me a perception check.
Okay. I'm going to try and clamber up onto a little bit of a branch or a high root.
All right.
So that I can get a bit of a vantage point.
Okay.
Did you take my night vision goggles again?
I have my lantern.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, with a lantern, with the, yeah, we'll go ahead and say, because it's a hooded lantern, or is it?
Yeah, it's a bullseye lantern.
Bullseye lantern. Okay, so you can really direct the light.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do go ahead and use your ocular advantage, okay. Because you have such a nice directional lantern there.
Love to hear it. Nat 20.
Nat 20?
Snap those right. Dice! Those dice!
I want to say that the wood is quiet, but it's not quiet in the sense of, sitting alongside a peaceful brook or something like that. There's a heavy darkness and a dampness that suffuses the area, and the sounds, just the sounds, crickets, birds, caws, hoots, a chorus of nighttime sounds, but it feels peaceful. You don't see anything out of the ordinary, but you do hear and can almost reminisce fondly hearing the sounds of ravens and owls and such, and think of some of your distant kinfolk, owl folk and raven folk, and it's calm, at least to you. I don't know, we haven't really discussed if you have any cousins of other avian varieties.
Yeah.
But there might be some
about it.
Fun things to reminisce about there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the night's watch passes without incident.
Okay. Now go down and wake up Marion.
All right.
Oh, thanks, Boko.
Do you want to use my lantern?
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here's an extra candle.
Oh, thanks. Maybe I'll put out Steve in one direction. He's just shedding dim light, though, okay. For 10 feet. But that, takes care of at least a little bit of an area.
Mm-hmm.
I know that nowhere near. I don't have the eyesight of Boko, so I'm trying to be extra cautious.
Okay, yeah. Because with the hooded lantern as well, just regular perception check for you.
Perception?
Yes.
Okay. Natural one.
Natural one.
That really swung. From Boko to Marion.
All right, so let me do a little bit of a roll.
That was my Marion dice, you guys. I'm going to set it aside.
Was that you rolling a natural one or Steve?
Ooh. You know, Ed.
It's a question.
Steve really bungled it.
He was looking at the ground.
So, looking out, having Steve behind you, using the hooded lantern, looking around the other thing. You still get caught off guard as a giant toad just leaps into this little clearing space, kind of almost a little bit through Steve. It's a little just busts on through and just lands there. just staring at you.
Must be Wednesday.
What? So I'm going to say to it. Huh? Can you understand me?
Oh my gosh.
What's your name? I'm Marion. Are we going the right direction?
Leaps on out of the clearing. Continues on.
We're gonna have to follow that in the morning. We'll keep moving the lantern from that point on.
The night continues to normal. And, yeah, nothing else really occurs.
Did you see that, Steve? I shake my head. I recognize I'm talking to myself. I'm spooked.
So what's your game?
I'm really spooked. I don't do this. I can't by myself, but I don't camp by myself in this environment.
Yeah.
I keep pointing the lantern down a little bit to look at the ground for, like, eyeballs looking up.
The eyes of the bog. It's a forest, but, yeah. It's damp.
After a bit more time, the, you know, what little sunlight can pierce a cameo in these woods begins to. Gets a little bit lighter as you assume the day has come, but still fairly dark in these woods.
Marion is overcome with that feeling. If anyone can identify this, that the night is over, and you kind of think, why was I, like, so scared? It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's some daylight. It was unreasonable.
It was obviously a toad.
Obviously a toad.
Morning.
You will never believe what happened last night. I talked to a toad, and it jumped away, I believe, in the direction we should go.
What kind of toad?
A big toad. It didn't attack me, though, so we had a full-blown conversation. I don't know what it was saying, but I said, where do we go? And it leapt away at that exact moment.
Wow.
It was divine.
Which way to go?
Can I tell now that it's light? It went that way, right between those two trees.
Is that the way we came from, or is that a...
It's slightly west from the direction y'all are heading. So it's, like, you know, a little bit more like the 10:30, 11 o'clock area from if your current trajectory was 12.
I mean, if it's a safe road for a toad.
Rat?
Do you think that he was trying to get away from the corruption or headed in?
Oh.
I could try looking... It doesn't...
Honestly, it was a rough night, and it's
up there.
Possible... Yeah, that would make more sense that it would want to away from the bad stuff. I guess we're going towards the bad stuff.
Unless it was divine.
Fully dejected. Just... It was the only thing keeping Marion together. Now in the daylight, it looks a little weird.
Well, what if it was divine, then it would go towards the danger.
Well, did you...
Right?
Did it specify at all?
It said... Right?
I don't speak toad.
No, neither do I, though, you see. So maybe not.
Who is it that you pray to? I've heard you pray before.
Actually, I did. You're right. I was in a moment of panic. It's just my mama always talked about Lady Estra, and that if you ask for help, she'll come and aid you. And, I don't really talk to her, if I'm honest, but we were in such a bad place yesterday, I thought, pull out all the stops.
Is she a toad?
You know, I've never heard of her as a toad. Have I? DM?
You two, having heard the name Lady Estra, y'all can make either a religion or a history check if you would like.
Okay. an even 10 for me.
It would be 22 for either 22. Of them.
Whoa!
I think Oko, there's some vague familiarity with the name, but it doesn't really mean anything to you. It's not part of the avian pantheon, to your knowledge.
The avian pantheon is a great term.
One of those skin gods. For the skin people.
I'm covered in fur head to toe, Boko. I don't know if Boko said
fur,
that out loud.
Fur people?
Fur people. I'll accept fur it. Gods? No, you're right. Humanoid. You're right. They're not wrong.
Ziggy, you do recognize the name. Did you do a religion or history?
Let's say it was history.
History. Okay. So you know of Lady Istra as she's generally known across Eliason, or at least across the continent of Dinan, as the Earth Mother. And she is sort of one of the original, I guess. One of the she is one of the primary deities that kind of is believed to, like, you know, basically suffuse all of life on the earth. She's in the trees, the forests, the earth, the water, anywhere where there is breath and life. She's assumed to be there and be a part of that. So to answer Marion's question, in a manner of speaking,
sure,
she may not necessarily shape change into a toad, but her essence can, you know, suffuse a toad, I guess. And like, therefore the toad can act in her will, essentially.
Do you want to say a prayer to her and ask her to send us her toads to give us the right direction?
Sure. Yes, I admit, I feel like, I should be straight with you, that I haven't talked to her since the last time I saw Mama, and that's been years until yesterday.
Does sound like maybe she talked to you.
I'll try, sure.
I'll try too. I'll just repeat after you.
That's great.
Do I, with that history check, know any kind of symbols or anything that would be representative?
Let me see if I made note of that in my pantheon.
What was her name?
Because if so, I'm going to draw her symbol in the dirt.
I have E-S-T-R-E. I wrote it down. At some point, you gave us a full pantheon. I can't remember.
It was, I believe the pantheon was at the Grenadine Grove.
Grenadine Grove.
With a similar mention of things.
Is that Robert?
Let me see.
What if I can find?
Yeah. There we go.
Session 15 is when we got the pantheon.
Classic session.
Classic. I spelled it wrong then, too. So that was useless. Spelled again, Josh. I wasn't listening. I was just curious. E-O-S-T-R-E.
Yeah. U-S-T. I have E-R-E.
E-O-S-T-R-E.
Okay, no, were right. You were right.
I just
threw an extra E in there for funsies.
My gosh, sometimes I do things that are accidentally brilliant.
Oh, I love
that
for
you. That's what I thought he was going to say. Delighted.
And that is that with Lady Istra being the idea of the Earth Mother, specifically Istra being a, borrowing from our world mythology, the records show that Lady Istra is loosely related to Easter, so her symbols include hares.
I would know that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you probably would. But her symbols include hares and eggs, but I am going to check. There's a specific book that would give me an actual literal symbol. Give me a sec.
So I
Guys,
will, in the dirt,
this is
draw
a huge moment for me.
A hairy egg.
I hate you so much. You awful human being. These are the words I'm saying to my friend. That's how much I hate it.
Can it be like an egg with pigtails instead? Like the
pigtails.
Or like peach fuzz. Okay, I can do it if it's like peach fuzz.
There's birds that have hairy eggs, right, Poco?
Oh, there's all kinds of eggs.
Ooh.
Birds, not so much with the hairy ones. Maybe you're thinking monotremes?
Sorry, what's that?
The platypus people.
Oh.
Did they visit your island?
One time. Maybe, you know, he might have just been lying about a lot of stuff. He had some pretty tall tales.
He had hairy eggs.
He also had a very weird tail. And he was a dude, so no eggs from him. But, you know, allegedly, their women lay eggs.
And they were hairy.
I don't know about that part.
Okay, I'm going to scratch out the hairy egg hairy. I drew.
And he had like a duck's beak. It was... This man was wild. I've never seen anyone like him.
Why was he on your island?
Because he came in on a boat. Just a seafaring...
Interesting.
A lot of person.
What was his name?
I have not been listening, so I have no idea how to respond to anything that y'all might be saying.
Have any of you taken a long rest?
We're just building some deep lore here.
What was his name?
Terry. Terry the platyperson, yeah.
Did you refer to him as Crazy Terry, or...?
No, I didn't talk to him very much. He was there so briefly.
Okay.
It was when I was real little.
Well, either way, hairy egg, bad idea. Instead, I'm going to draw a hare.
Okay.
That almost looks like me, Ziggy.
I look up. I look down. I modify it a little bit to look even closer to you.
With a 22, I'll say, along with having the understanding that like hares and eggs are often a symbol of her, you would also know of a crest that is indicative of Lady Estra, the Earth Mother. It's essentially a like a green hill with the sun cresting over the top. Sunrise, new dawn, new life. And Marion, having with your history. Specifically, growing up, you would know that symbol as well.
I'll draw that right next to the hair that Ziggy drew. It's just a hair. I can't get over it. Okay. I'm nervous. Okay. I'm going to shut my eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to put my hands in a prayer position and put it against my neckerchief. Like I do sometimes.
I'm going to copy you as close as I can. I close my eyes and I open one to peek.
Are you using your arms sure or your wings?
My arms. And my feet for good measure.
Lady Estra.
Lady Estra.
I know it's been a while. Thank you for helping us yesterday. If you could help us again, we'd be very much appreciative of that.
Very much appreciative of that.
Send your toads. I'm losing it a little bit. If that was your toad from last night, thank you. What a sweet, large thing it was. Direct us to where we need to go to complete our mission in helping Grunheim and its water source and Enye. And we'll be sure to tell them of all that you've done for us. Amen.
Done for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right.
So we're going to borrow a little bit from cleric dynamics, I guess. Although adopted, because this is not divine intervention. But I'm still going to ask each of you to roll a
D100. Oh. That's fun.
I'm so sorry. I
Me
never
too,
do this.
Or just the people that were praying?
Just the two that were praying.
I include a D10 in that, or just a...
So I've it is... It is
both D10s,
It is both
right.
D10s. Do you have one that has the double digits on it?
Yes.
So that'll be your 10s digits, and the other one will be your 1s digits.
Oh, gosh.
I got 11.
It landed in a weird spot. Let me just... I don't... Oh. 85.
85? 85 and an 11. You sit there in silence for a bit.
I peek out with one eye.
no toads about. Just for a brief moment, there's a hint of a breeze through the wood, which is a little odd, because there hasn't been much movement of the air in these woods. Everything's been a bit musty and damp, stagnant. The smells, it's just very old, damp forest. And you can't at all be certain that this is her, but I think you convince yourself that it's kind of vaguely blowing in the direction that the toad left. To the point that it's not exact, but like there's that moment where you're like, maybe the toad did jump like a little more to the right than I thought he had. Right?
Wow.
And that's about it.
Do you feel that?
Did I feel that?
No, you have no idea what's going on.
There was a breeze.
Okay.
As slight as it may have been. But it kind of went, well, not quite between those trees, I said, like a couple degrees further north, but we could follow it.
Split the difference between the toad and the breeze, or just go that general direction?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds as good as anything to me.
All right.
But before we head out, can I see your robes for a second?
My robes?
Just want to test something. I just need a handful.
My robes?
Are you wearing robes or a cloak or?
I don't think I have a cloak anymore because I took the cloak. Let me just double check.
I'm trying to remember what it's actually called that we're wearing.
I think I'm just wearing a vest and pants.
That's close enough to robes.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. You can. Yes. Okay.
I'm just gonna take like a fistful from like the ankle of your pants and wad it up kind of and put my wrench around it and kind of twist as if I'm tightening the pants almost in a weird way and be like, I think this will help for today. Mind you, fair warning, our night vision goggles are not going to work today.
Oh.
But what
I've
done,
still got a few candles.
Mechanically, so. Is your robes now are. What's the name of it? Okay. So after I've done cranking, that should help you stay focused. And mechanically what I've done is they're now robes or pants of mind sharpener.
Whoa, what?
And they have 4 charges. And whenever you fail a constitution saving throw to maintain concentration, you can expend one of the charges to succeed instead.
That's cool.
That is so cool.
That's so cool.
And it will, as long as I don't remove the enchantment, it'll regain 1d4 of the expended charges on a long rest.
Do you still have your coat?
Yes, those are the 2. Jacket? So I've turned off the goggles.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Ziggy. I feel more focused.
I'm going to just like fake throw something in your face and see if you're like on point.
Do I guess both of you give a contested dex check.
My proficient. How does that work?
Not one.
I rolled better than that, but not by much. The 10.
Plus 4 would be a 5.
It's the pants.
Yes. So are you throwing or swinging or what exactly are you doing?
I'm just swinging in front of Marion's face to just see how good her reactions are.
Yeah.
Dodge.
No problem at all.
Seems like they're working.
Wow. Thanks, Iggy. Maybe you won't fit into my pants, huh?
No, but I can jump on your shoulders.
Ooh.
Will that interrupt your concentration? I don't know.
That would be hilarious.
Would that help anything?
Hilarious consequence.
Maybe in very specific circumstances. We can play it by ear.
Well, I'm primed to take the first watch of the day as we move.
Let's go. Let's be careful again. Maybe Ziggy, you want to go between us?
Hoverboard and just
slowly
move along.
Hover between us.
I'll make Steve again.
All right. So you're doing it?
Yes.
Okay. So survival check, still with disadvantage, but it is a lower DC because y'all are being careful to maneuver and focus and take your time.
Oof. Five?
The DC is not that much lower.
You're wandering through the woods, and it gets darker and thicker. Points where branches start to overlap in ways that you really have to push your way through. You're lucky to get through it without too many scrapes. But eventually, as you're getting to what seems to be the darkest part of the forest, you push through a bunch of twisted branches, and you find yourself in the smallest of clearings. There's a little bit of a circle of trees with just a hint of sunlight coming through the trees, giving a dark green glow to the roof of what appears to be a well sitting in this clearing.
Steve enters the clearing first.
All right. Lights up the clearing a little bit with the Steve coming into the clearing, lighting it up, giving a bit more vibrance to the colors and the textures of the well. You can see that it's rough-hewn wood with a base of gray cobbled stones. The stones are predominantly a dark slate, but there are a variety of hues in there. In the mixture of the light, you know, the green light and the lighting from Steve, it appears that the canopy may have once been red, but it's a bit old and weathered. Mm-hmm. Its shingles are cracked and starting to fall apart. The winch, however, is still intact, and wrapped around the drum is a thick hempen rope that disappears into the well. A green-blue glow emanates from within the well. And every so often, what appears to be butterflies fly out of the well, flit around for a bit, and then retreat inside.
That's beautiful.
That is.
I want to touch it.
Wasn't the water poisoned, though?
The river was.
Do you think the well is any different?
Depends if it's in the... if this poison is down into the water table, or if this is in the... kind of like surface. And based on the trees, it seems like it's more surface. Maybe there is clean water.
I mean, how could something that has that type of beautiful glow and butterflies be bad?
You have a point.
I could send Steve down and look in.
Ooh, can he see?
No.
Oh, we would have to do
We're going to have to look, but he can shed some light on the situation.
The clearing itself is... really only 30 some odd feet in diameter. So you're about 15-ish feet from the well, pushing into the clearing.
Taking a look, and I'll just hover over.
I'm going to hang on to, like, your robes or something.
Sure, you can hop on the back of the hoverboard if we're moving slowly.
I'm going to just grab on with both my little hands to your jacket.
And I'm going to just investigate the well, try to see if I can understand... without looking over, but from as I'm approaching, looking what's coming out a little bit closer.
Why do I get
I'm
going to
let Ziggy do that before I approach it.
Something's going to reach out of this well.
Okay. Coming upon the well, you can give it, kind of examining what's going on, you can give it either investigation or arcana.
I'll do arcana, and that's 17.
17.
Whoa.
All right. So, kind of sliding on up to it. Investigating the outside, nothing tweaks you. Nothing hits a nerve. Nothing seems, dangerous. With that, do you care to look inside?
Yeah, in that case, I will peek over the edge and look down into the well.
Okay.
And also just examine the state of the rope that is holding the bucket.
We're going to just carry this emptying on through.
I'm going to send Steve
over the lip and down.
Okay.
Does he tumble over?
My dancing lights. Steve will disappear into just little orbs.
Okay. So dancing lights going on through. With Ziggy first approaching, Steve following a little bit behind, moving up and peering in, you can see these little butterfly-looking creatures actually coming in and out of the water about 20 feet down the well. It's a little hard to see at first, but as Steve kind of comes right over the edge and lights up the depths of the well there, mixing in with that kind of light green-blue glow, it looks like, at the very least, these small entities are moving in and out of perhaps another realm.
Oh.
Can I tell if the butterfly-like creatures are solid?
Give a nature check.
16?
16? Yeah, they look pretty solid. It's a little odd because, usually don't see butterflies pushing their way in and out of water. But they seem corporeal.
I'm going to just put my hand on the... Is the mechanism to actually pull the rope and bucket up still attached, or is this rope just kind of hanging there?
The winch is still intact, and the rope dangles on down. The bucket is not currently visible.
I'm going to just test if the winch feels like it's gonna move, or if it feels stuck, and if it moves easily, I'll just start slowly turning it.
All right.
And I'll just turn back and say, it seems safe, but maybe not of this realm. Seems different from the whatever is causing this shade, though.
Mm-hmm. So you can turn the winch, and as you first turn it, there's not a whole lot of resistance to it, but eventually you do feel a little bit of resistance, and the eventually a bucket does pull through what appears to be a surface of water and has this kind of glowing blue-green liquid in it.
Oh, seems very out of place here.
Can I cast Identify on the liquid?
You certainly can.
Okay, then I'm going to take the bucket and just kind of pull it out of the well. And if I can ritual cast, let me check if I can.
I think you can. I think it just takes a bit of time.
Yeah, so I want to be like, it doesn't seem like water. If you don't mind, I can take him in and see what it is.
No, that would be great.
I'm curious.
So, I'll sit down or set it on the hoverboard then and sit behind it and see if I can't identify it.
All right. So you sit on it, that bucket there. And as you're kind of examining it, you have, for a moment, just urge is too strong of a word, but you have this curiosity that causes you to kind of reach into the water. And as you push into it, it feels... It's like when you first touch it, it has that kind of cool, refreshing feel of water. But as you push on through, it becomes vaporous and ethereal. It seems to morph between like a liquid and gaseous state. It's not overtly magical in the sense of like an incantation, but it does have a magical essence or nature to it, in that it can kind of drift in the spaces between this phases of matter, essentially.
Is it safe to drink? What do you think?
Can I tell if it's changing between liquid and gas because of the heat of my own hand, or if it's just doing that innately in its own
With identify, you'd be able to tell it's doing it essentially innately.
Don't know if you'd want to drink it. It appears to be in both liquid and gaseous states. No, that is kind of interesting, honestly.
It looks delicious. Is that weird?
It does. And thirst quenching.
How's it smell? Yeah.
It has no real noticeable odor at first. It is odorless in the sense that water is often odorless. But as you kind of, you know, putting your hand through it, swirling it, the more gaseous phase of this substance does have more of a kind of exotic flowery scent to it. Mm. Pairing this with your investigation and the check that it might, you know, hint that that it might be attached to a different realm, it seems that part of this might be due to a like water on this realm connecting to air in the next. Oh. And that's me. And it exists right on that cusp.
I'm going to get a little distracted by the butterflies.
Okay.
Do they look like the butterflies on my neckerchief?
They would look similar.
The coloring take off the neckerchief and
a
kind
little
of hold
different.
It up.
But they're structurally, they're the same.
Which is a little different than butterflies I typically see.
Yes, different from butterflies you would see normally around Ysant, Grunheim.
Mm-hmm. So they don't, they're different from the little pixie people that we saw with.
They are different from the pixie okay. people. Mm. They give off a similar vibe, however.
Okay.
Marion would, with your Haragon ancestry, you'd sense that fey nature to what Ziggy is inspecting.
How big is the bucket?
If you're asking if you're big enough to fit in, yes. You could totally sit in the bucket.
You read my mind.
Do you want to sit in the bucket?
I can't help but notice that I think I would fit. I fit in it. I've been in a jar. Right?
See if you do, and I'll hold the bucket out.
You could sit in it.
Here, I'm gonna take my rope and hand it to one of you. Maybe both.
I'll take.
You take
one
some.
Of, yes.
Yeah, and I'll tie a knot at the end so that there's like an end to it, mm-hmm. and then I'll just
good thinking, Boko.
Step into the bucket with both feet and okay. sit down.
Okay. I mean, you sit down, it's kind of, it's a little, it's this weird cycle of, like, dampening and cooling your feathers.
What does it feel like?
Great in here.
Oh.
It's like a spa experience. I am just in a bucket, though, right?
Yes, you are just in a bucket. The
I'm
bucket itself does not appear
anywhere.
To be the portal.
Okay.
I keep asking myself, what's the worst that can happen if we drink some of this? And I think maybe death. And it feels a bit like an oasis or a trap, but I mm-hmm. so badly want to take
if
a taste.
If I stand up and shake it off, do I seem changed at all?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Not topically.
What if I put my head in it?
you're occasionally, you know, it's like you breathe air for a moment, but then you get water up in your beak as it kind of changes. As this progresses, as y'all are spending time investigating it, it does start to become more and more just water.
Hmm. Oh.
As it sits in this realm.
Do I smell nice now? Do I smell like the
nice.
Water?
Nice.
So if this is...
I needed that after the thing swallowed me yesterday.
If this is potentially a portal, is that in any way where we might find?
Leiden Skaha.
Or do you think this is completely different?
They are.
It seems fey. Way too nice.
I believe they are, and Enye spoke Sylvan, which is inherently a fey language. We could.
Lower you could vocal speak Sylvan, into the well. Right?
Yeah, should I? I thought about maybe talking to the butterflies, but honestly, I can't talk to animals, and the toad. Well, I'm a little confused today.
Okay.
Is the toad here? I'm going to just look around and see if there's a toad around.
Can you try and just address the butterflies in Sylvan?
Sure. Maybe? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to walk over to the butterflies and say, hello. Is there any reason we should go down the well?
Just kind of sit there and flit a bit.
I'm going to stick my head into the center of the well opening.
Okay.
Say, hello.
Voice echoes a little bit. It's no response. The butterflies just continue to flit. They're not exactly intelligent creatures.
What if one of us went down the well? Is that too crazy?
I'm game.
I'm so drawn to it.
I'll just say, Boko, hop in.
Really?
We can hold the rope. Can I teach Boko how to say hello in Sylvan?
Sure.
This is how you say hello in Sylvan.
Okay.
Not sure I remember that word.
And we can tie you off. That in case you somehow get removed from the bucket.
Say,
oh, I was going to go down the bucket.
We'll go with Aya. As well.
Aya.
Aya. Aya.
Mm-hmm.
Aya.
Aya.
Aya. I wave.
Almost Aya, but drop the H.
Okay.
Lean into the first syllable.
So do you want me to go in the bucket?
I mean, it's easier than you just jumping in. It's more controlled.
Hang on to this rope.
Yes.
And I can tie it around my
ankle.
I'll
empty the bucket. I'll dump it out so that it's not a full bucket you're going down in.
Thank you.
Water splashes across the grass. Okay. It's just water at this point.
Yeah.
And I'll start slowly lowering you down.
Okay.
All right.
How long's this rope?
50 feet.
He says 20 feet deep. Well.
Yeah, the water's roughly 20 feet down. Yeah.
Okay, we got 30 feet of wiggle room.
All right.
How you doing, Boko?
Good so far.
Aya. That was my bad. That was poorly done on my part.
Lowering the bucket by the winch. You're sitting in the bucket, yeah?
Yeah.
So does Ziggy have the winch and Marion
has a backup rope.
Has the safety rope. Gotcha. All right. So lowering on through. The bucket hits the water. There is a little bit of resistance on the water as you go, but continuing to lower the bucket, it does push through the water and
temporarily in a boat.
Yeah, temporarily, and then it continues to sink up until the point that the water is coming up to your neck. You get a little
damp.
Take a deep breath. You go under, holding your breath, pushing through the water. After a few feet of water, you find yourself in open air.
I take another deep breath, just in case.
Looking up, you can see this kind of shimmering surface of water above you. But you yourself are in a cavernous space, leaning over the bucket. You can see there's a large pool of water underneath. You can even see, with your keen eyes, little hints of movement in the water below.
Double water.
And taking in the area, you can see a variety of fauna, ferns, and mushrooms of extravagant sizes and colors. There's, continuing to lower, still slowly, but you can see that there's like these multi-leveled rocky landscapes surrounding this water below you. It appears to be some form of water basin.
Am I coming out of the sky?
Essentially.
Wow.
Ziggy, we didn't discuss an emergency thing. Like, Boko's not going to pull twice. We never told her to.
27, 20. Okay. Sorry. I should have told you this.
No, keep counting. I'm sorry. Okay, good.
9.
Aya.
30. And
I'm looking around. Aya. I'm just peeking over the edge of the bucket.
And I'm counting to 60. So
you know. Yeah, I guess give me a persuasion check there, Boko.
Oh, okay. 17.
17. All right. So, you know, looking down below, you can see water. You can see movement in the water, and as you're yelling out Aya, you see one of the forms of movement appears to be some form of, for lack of a better word, swarm.
Oh.
And they flit their way up, and it is a series of little dragonfly-winged, fairy-looking people. And
I am beaming.
They kind of look at you quizzically, say, Hantale Mara.
Hantale Mara. Aya.
Aya, Aya, and they start, like, looking at each other. Aya, Aya. A little kind 50, of confused, because, you know, like, you didn't initially respond, but you got a hello. They start talking in amongst themselves and, like, continue you saying saying things that seem to be along the lines of Sylvan, at least based on what you had previously heard from Marion and the Dryad, from Enya. And
I'm just trying to remember as many words as I can.
Yeah, it's just a cacophony of them chattering. They swirl up, they kind of swirl around the bucket, they go back down to the water surface. You can see a few of them flitting along in the distance, just like over the surface of the water. A couple of them break off, come back up, wave, and go back down.
59, 60. And then I'm just going to start.
Okay, here we go.
Winching.
I'm vibrating with excitement when I breach the surface.
On your way back up, go ahead and give me a perception check. This will be advantage because of the visual nature of things.
One of these. 14.
So it's not very clear, partly because, you know, I think maybe Ziggy got a little bit worried. You're being cranked up a little faster than you went down. But right before you go back into this surface of, you know, of water, seemingly back to whence you came, you catch on your periphery a darkened area of this realm. Kind of tracing it down, you can see there is a darkened pathway leading from this basin off that direction. Perhaps because the distraction with all the critters and stuff like that, you're a little surprised at yourself for not having seen it on the way down, because everything around the large toadstools, ferns, everything is so vibrantly colored that it's odd to see a segment on the horizon that is dulled and grayed.
So it looks mostly healthy except for this one little path that I'm now noticing.
Yeah, a path that heads off to like out of this rocky, craggy area, and you can see a little more dull and gray off in the distance. And then you get pulled through the hold your breath, pull through the water, and you're
forgot
back
about
in
that
the
part.
Well.
I'm like snot rocketing water out of my nose.
She's moving. Boko?
I'm okay.
Okay.
So what'd you see?
It's beautiful down there. There was a whole swarm of those little friendly folks.
Oh.
They said, well, let's see, Hantale Mara. They said, I'm just going to try and say a bunch of words that I remember. If I remember any.
Blue? What are...
You get... I told them hi, and they loved that.
Aww.
And that's all I could really understand.
Do you know what their response meant?
Judging from what Boko said, did I catch any word that was right, I guess?
some of the like smatterings that you might have gotten from Boko is there was a little bit less of a formal greeting, more of a howdy than a hello kind of thing.
Oh, they said hi, Boko.
also, just general excitement because, like, you know, here's this bird creature coming out of the sky. There are odd. There are like odd and strange creatures in this kind of Fae realm. At least that would seem odd to denizens of Eliasson, but to creatures there, it's kind of the opposite effect. Like, here's this weird avian creature, this bacaw. Like, there's a lot of like, who are you? What are you? Kind of questions happening. But it's definitely from the angle of like playful curiosity than from like a defense, like, who are you? What are you doing? Yeah. You know, kind of thing.
Nothing at spear point.
Yeah,
or
nothing like
point.
That. But yeah, you would have gotten like, there's kind of like a kind of informal greeting as well. It's just a lot of questions about Boko.
I think they were interested in you, Boko.
Oh, they seemed friendly, real friendly.
Based on...
Were they in the water?
It wasn't water. It was mostly... Yeah, so once I got through, it was like a second or two of holding my breath. And then it was air again. And then there was this whole just... world in there. I wasn't even in a shaft. It was just like there was, you know, this craggy landscape and these dragonfly wing friends, and there was a bit of a nasty blight on the landscape. Thinking about it now, does it seem like it's in the same direction as the heart of the shaded wood?
I'm going to say it seemed generally, yes, but with the caveat of, like, you're going through a portal to a new realm, the orientation isn't necessarily the same. Like the.
So I don't have a sense that they're connected in terms of location directly?
Not in terms of location, no. Okay. The dullness of... color, the I guess you wouldn't have seen from that far away. It does seem to be a similar effect, though.
Okay.
I'll be honest, that's a little overwhelming. You're saying there's an entire other plane down there?
And, okay, I really want to go visit.
Was it nicer than this forest?
It was beautiful. But... I don't know. Do I think the bucket could reach the ground?
The bucket, you were a good, 40, 50 some odd feet above the ground.
Okay.
It's unlikely the rope would reach, but there is what appears to be like a large water basin beneath you.
Yeah. The problem would be getting back. Because even if we tied a rope to the bucket and then climbed up to the bucket and then climbed from there... all it would take is somebody to cut the rope on this side or the other, and then we're stuck down there. So maybe that's not... I don't know. I don't know if we should... You know?
I have this hand helper. I think maybe if we end up in a pinch... at least if the rope drops from the bucket, I could reattach it... from that side, but I don't think I could reattach it on this side. It is a risk. It's really risky.
Because they could fly. So if one of them decided that it wanted us to stay there...
I could ask them,
they
maybe.
Could just cut the rope.
I mean, it's...
in the middle of the sky.
It's not there yet, but my hoverboard's not that far from being able to actually fly. Given a little more time, maybe we could come back and then we'd actually have a way out.
Maybe.
Do you think the source of all of this problem, I mean, now it makes sense thinking about everything that Enye told us, is the source actually in a different realm of...
I don't know.
Or is it here affecting that realm as well?
Or maybe this is just her way into this realm.
That's true.
Can I look for a sign that says, Skaha's Well, or something like that?
You already did an investigation check of the area. There is no such indication.
Can I actually check for tracks or something going or leading away from the well?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that. I guess if that would be, I guess we'll call that perception, because that's okay. A little more of a...
I'm going to say if this maybe was how Skahag came to this realm, there might be some signs or tracks of something leaving from this well. And so I'm going to actually actively ask for help in searching the area.
Mm. Yes.
All right. Spread out and look for dryad tracks?
I guess.
Root marks.
I guess either you with advantage or everyone do an individual check.
I'll go.
What are we checking again? Do it.
Just a perception check, just kind of looking around.
Mine's a 5.
Not great.
8.
I also rolled a 5.
Together, that adds to like 18-ish.
I got 9.
9. Nothing that y'all can really see. No sign of footprint, anything like that.
No tree prints either.
Do we know, because stuff happened with druids, were they always dryads, or was that the druids' fix for what the hag had
that
done?
They were elves, right? Initially?
Based on some things that y'all pieced together, at the very least, they were half elven.
Okay. So they were partly elves.
Build this to get to the Fey Realm if they didn't originate there. Maybe they didn't come from the Fey Realm, but Leiden has gone to it.
Oh.
I say we keep moving for now, but if you are able to keep marking our path, it's worth visiting this on the way back.
Yes. Okay. Let's just make sure we haven't hit the end of the road yet.
And I'm going to, is there any kind of loose wood around the well or on top of the well?
I mean, you can certainly take strips of bark from like the nearby trees, but as far as there being like loose wood in the clearing, not so much.
Okay. I essentially just want to put an out of order sign on the well so nobody uses it.
Okay. You can do that.
I mean, they're all using it anyway.
True, but now if somebody else comes along, they don't accidentally go down into the well.
Okay.
Or cut the rope.
I have a retrospective question, a hindsight question, if you will. when the mystery water turned to just regular water, did it look tainted?
Mm. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. So it came back to being stinky, nasty, corrupted water. Okay.
Yeah. Swamp water.
Yeah.
Is there any blue-green water left in Boko's bucket?
Oh, when I came back up?
I mean, there would be some, you know, whatever managed to, like, wash over her and into the bucket as she was being pulled through, but her sitting in the bucket would displace some of it.
Did you swallow any of it, Boko?
Probably on the way up. I definitely got some up my nose.
Did that change anything, DM, or did Boko feel anything?
Acrid and pretty awful tasting.
Ooh.
But no ill side effects at the moment.
Oh, sorry, Boko. I'm going to hold out my water skin. Wash it out, maybe.
Should we keep moving?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who would like to do a travel check for the next part of the day?
Mary did the first one? Mm-hmm. Okay. I can do the second one.
Okay.
Is it survival?
Yeah, survival with disadvantage.
I'm going to munch on rations while we continue.
That's this exact same thing I just rolled. 5 and a 6. I think survival is +1, so that'll be a 6. Yes, that's a 6.
Okay. You leave the clearing, kind of keeping the same general direction. And much of the forest maintains. It's still thick, still dark, some brush and bramble. You're not necessarily lost, but you feel a bit lost just from the, now it's been, you're more than midway through your second day trekking through this darkened wood, still with not being certain of what exactly you're looking for. No immediate dangers or threats were encountered.
Okay. Surprising. And encouraging.
But it's not getting darker or worse?
It's more or less maintaining at this point.
Okay.
Is there a sense that we're going in the right direction?
With the six, you can't tell.
Mm. Okay. Should we keep going, or do you want me to try and...
I don't know if we have a choice.
I can try and breach the canopy and see if I can get a glimpse from up top.
Looks even thicker here than when you tried before. Is there a way up?
I mean, I could spend some time hacking away. Maybe you could blow a hole through with your cannon.
I think that might give a little too much attention.
That's true.
Haven't figured out how to make it silent yet.
Mm. Okay. I mean, if you want to just keep going, we guys...
I say we keep going.
All right.
Okay. Next, travel check. This will be the final one for the day before you're into a nighttime setting again.
Dirty one. I could have sworn a minus two on survival would have done better. With disadvantage.
All right, so... Give me a sec. Sorry, I just typed something weird. So you're, you know, continuing on through the wood. You get a little... you hit that point where you feel like you're wandering in circles again. You swear you've, you know, passed this felled log one too many times. And,
do we see any handprints?
Yeah.
You do see a handprint on one side of the felled log. And, right as y'all are kind of wandering about, trying to figure out, well, where do we go from here sort of thing, two giant frogs start hopping across the wood. Not a toad. Frogs. But they just kind of hop kind of a 7:30-ish direction from where y'all are currently heading. And just have a moment where they kind of like, you know, stop.
Hello.
Look.
Hiya.
I'll say in Sylvan, I'm like, Boko, that's a great idea. Should we follow you?
And then just start hopping again.
Do you think we should follow them?
Do they look corrupted?
They look like large frogs.
That is almost the exact opposite direction we're traveling. But there's my stupid handprint, so... Are we lost, you guys?
I think we might be. The thing is, now we can't follow your handprints back. Because we don't know which way...
They're gonna take us in circles.
Right?
I wasn't paying enough attention. We can try. I mean,
the marker still exists. We just might get it wrong. We would take a loop,
right. Eventually we'll get back. Right. Even if we zigzag and zigzag.
I will say that with the kind of circling a little bit of feeling of being lost, even if you choose a heading, it is nearing nighttime.
Right.
I almost wish we were back at that well, because that seemed like the safest place to camp for the night.
We could try and get there before.
It's not like right behind us, is it?
No.
At least we're not that lost.
How long ago was it we left town?
I don't know. It feels like years.
3 days?
Oh.
They really underestimated those provisions.
Yeah. Or they overestimated us. But I think maybe they underestimated the provisions.
I think they underestimated the problem, maybe.
Maybe that. No, that's a good point.
They probably thought beavers.
Uh-huh. We thought we were up against the beaver mafia, and it turns out it's a lot more powerful than that.
I mean, Skaha might be in league with the Beaver Mafia.
That's true. She may be the boss of the Beaver Mafia.
Well, honestly, we could try. If this is all her corrupted land, I could just yell her name. See what happens.
I mean, yeah. We could do that. You think we're close enough?
We could wait till daybreak.
I could turn on my drift globe and we could give her a shout.
I'm not against it. I don't see how it could hurt.
All right, let's do it.
Axel. All
right. That was a weird drift globe coming on sound, but we're going to stick with it.
Ooh, it's really on this time.
Lights, you know, light up the wood a little bit.
Oku yells Axel, I'm going to yell Leiden.
Right. Give me a persuasion check.
Yeah.
Would it be with advantage if we're trying to help, either by making noise or something like that? Or even just shouting together?
I'm trying to think of the nature of this.
I don't know if I want it to be successful.
No, we'll just do it. We'll just do a normal roll for this one.
Yeah.
22.
Oh! Okay, it could have been higher, I thought. I wasn't going to argue.
I almost did a spit take.
So did Leiden. Sipping some corrupted tea.
As you yell out Yes?
He's just collecting dice, you guys.
As you yell out for Skaha, a swarm of ravens bust out of the wood from behind you and swirl around and begin to swoop in. I'm going to need everyone to roll initiative.
Oh,
oh dear.
But we're also going to cut it until next time.
Oh, do you want initiative before we go? Or
below the canopy?
Jeez.
I mean,
they're in the woods.
It is, I guess, dark. They're really good flyers.
They're dark.
That reminds me of the fun thing I learned about hummingbirds, you guys.
Would you share before we cut?
They fly sideways.
What?
They can fly sideways to get through a hole that is narrower than their wingspan.
Cool.
Oh, six.
It six. All
right. 21.
21. All right.
It's a five for me, dog.
Five for Boko. All right.
Ziggy's ready.
But we will go ahead and deal with that next time. This swirl of ravens coming out seemingly at the behest of Skaha herself. And
oh, we didn't just disturb their rest.
Yeah. Seemingly, we may have just ticked off a bunch of
I try to be particular when I say the word seemingly and apparently here, because I don't want to force y'all to conclusions. But yes, wandering on through the wood, found some interesting things, some interesting encounters with creatures of various types and other realms, and we'll continue this next time. I don't think I really have anything else to say except thank you for joining us. We're just going to keep on wandering through this wilderness. Until next time, bye!
Bye.